I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
All right, the Shilling Show goes now into our special segment of the program, something I've been working on for a long time, and I'm sorry to have to even hold an interview like this, but I'm pleased for the opportunity to talk to Jake Lang, a J6 political prisoner in the gulag, stories that are just so horrible that we're going to share as much as we possibly can with you today, calling in live from prison. Jake Lang, thank you for joining us today on The Shilling Show.
Rob, my brother, God bless you. Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, first off, there's a lot of people praying for you, and I read your backstory, and I'm sure that's just a thumbnail of the abuse you've been through. I'd like to start out here to tell us a little bit about that day on January 6th, like what happened when you were in D.C. that day.
Of course, and we feel the prayers. The prayers keep us going. Me and all the other Jan Sixers, that's kind of like the spiritual material that keeps us in the fight. So continue to pray for us. We appreciate that, Rob, and your audience. Thank you, brother. Jan 6, I mean, everybody knows the official news media narrative about January 6th, but not too many people know the truth and the event from the protesters' perspective. You know, people like myself that were up close and personal with death that day. Four unarmed American citizens were murdered by our own government on January 6, 2021, during a peaceful protest that was incited by the Capitol Police and their handlers, the Democrat leaders most likely, Schumer and Pelosi, and people who had to gain the most by a quote-unquote, you know, staged insurrection. There was a massive, you know, uprising of Americans defending themselves from, you know, police were shooting rubber bullets and tear gas canisters and flash grenades, concussion grenades, pepper ball bullets, beating us with batons. I mean, it was all out carnage against, you know, a group of Trump flag, American flag waving patriots that were there to protest the stolen election. And I got caught up in the mix. It was an amazing day before all of that happened. But you know, as American patriots do, we stand up and we defend those around us that are unable to defend themselves. There was a lot of elderly people in the crowd that day, mostly elderly people, honestly. A lot of women and even some children in the crowd. And you know, I'm a young man. I just couldn't find myself sitting back and idly watching as you know, these Capitol Police thugs brutalized unarmed American citizens and you know, my fellow patriots. So I stood up and took action, and well, you know, I'm credited with saving the lives of two people that day. And Roseanne Boylan, the woman who lost her life, she died in my arms.
Oh my goodness.
And you know, what am I supposed to do? I had to do something. So I stood up and I defended those people and tried to save lives. And now I'm paying the consequences of standing up against tyranny for 3 years sitting in a gulag in Washington, D.C. jail.
We're talking with Jake Lang, J6 political prisoner. And so you mentioned this whole issue of the plants that were there and what you witnessed. And it's my contention that this was done purposefully to prohibit ever again a conservative right to petition that we have in the First Amendment of our government, that we will never again be allowed that as conservatives if we follow this narrative.
Well, I mean, that's at the core of the matter. That's at the heart of the matter.
Yes.
That's also at the heart of the matter of me filing in the Supreme Court recently. You know, as of December 1st, we are going to be hearing if the Supreme Court decides to take my 1512 obstruction of Congress charge. And on the very first page of that Supreme Court filing, which is a massive, massive undertaking, my legal team's done, my attorney Norm Pattis writes that this is actually an assault on our First Amendment right to chill people, to ward people off, to scare people. The establishment, Big Brother, the government, the Washington, D.C. swamp is trying to scare people away from ever standing up and protesting again. And, you know, if this is the way people are being treated, 1,400 Americans have been kidnapped by the FBI and persecuted in federal courtroom for protesting. I mean, who's ever going to want to exercise their First Amendment right to protest again if people's lives are being utterly destroyed by it? So it truly is a tyrannical attack on our God-given rights, and you know, I'm suffering the consequences of it. Hey, Rob, my phone call, this one's about to hang up. I'm going to give you guys a call back. Give me about 1 or 2 minutes here, all right, brother?
Great. We're talking with Jake Leng. He's got to terminate the call, so let's go to the break a little bit early, and we'll continue with J6 political prisoner Jake Leng right after this. The Shilling Show, back in a moment.
Lovers appear in your room each night, and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie, girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. All alone once more, Angie, baby.
All right, The Shilling Show continues here on a Turbo Tuesday edition of the program. We are waiting for a return inbound call from Jake Leng. I hope he's okay. J6 political prisoner calling in from the gulag. It looks like the call is coming back in, and we'll pick up where we left off. Jake, thank you very much for calling back. There was a lot of experiences that were described in the background information that I received from you, and I want to talk about what it's been like to be in solitary confinement for, is it 20 months that they had you separated and in solitary?
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm back in solitary confinement right now. I'm calling you from my cell. They give us a little tablet, and basically they charge you $3 an hour to use it, so it's an extortion racket to be able to call your family, call your lawyer, call people you care about, my priest, and you know, also call you here. So I'm in solitary confinement. I'm in the basement of DC jail, which we call the gulag. And so it's been, and I've been down here for another month. So it's been 21 months out of the 35 months I've been incarcerated, have been in solitary confinement, 20, 22 or 23 hours a day inside my cell.
Under what justification, Jake Leng, are they holding you in such deplorable condition?
I mean, you know, they have a million justifications in the beginning when I was first incarcerated, you know, and I have not had a trial yet, guys. I've been incarcerated for over 1,000 days as a political prisoner without a trial. I have not had the opportunity to face my accusers, to get justice, to have an unbiased jury. I'll probably never have that opportunity because I'm in Washington, D.C., but the justification has always changed. Originally, they held me in solitary confinement because of COVID lockdowns. They had everybody in solitary because of COVID. And now, you know, they're holding me basically to try to separate me from the other Jan Sixers because, you know, we do a lot. We have a lot of influence, and we try to help out the Jan Sixers and do as many interviews as possible and tell our story. They're just trying to basically hang me up and wear me down and break my resolve so that I take a plea deal. You know, they want me to take a 9-year plea deal, give them 9 years of my life for standing up and defending my country on January 6th. I just can't seem to my spinal column doesn't have that kind of bend in it. I have to remain firm.
We continue our conversation. Jake Leng, J6 political prisoner, calling from the gulag in Washington, D.C., held in solitary confinement, no trial for 1,000 days. Just outrageous. Tell us about the medical care and the other surrounding conditions or the lack thereof.
I mean, I've been shuttled around, carted around to 13 different prisons in the last 3 years. I've been detained indefinitely against my will. And the conditions change drastically in different places. Some of the underlying things that you'll always find, you know, is basic lack of sunlight. As I'm standing here right now, I haven't been outside in like 4 months.
Wow.
No fresh air. The cells themselves, they're cramped. They're disgusting. Right now, the cell I'm in, because of the drastic weather changes, you know, how cold it is outside, the walls sweat, their mold grows in the little air vents. It's horrible. There's vermin, cockroaches, mice that come scurrying in here all the time. I mean, this is, you know, I feel like sometimes like I'm a Chinese political, you know, dissident. And this is the kind of stuff that they do to them. They, you know, indefinitely detain them, torture them. I mean, I've received beatings before for singing the national anthem, thrown up against the wall and punched in the gut for singing the national anthem by the D.C. guards here. I've been pepper sprayed inside my own cell for hosting a Bible study and showing some family photos to my people. I mean, this is the kind of psychological warfare and torture that you would hear out of China, out of Beijing, for, you know, their freedom fighters. This is not, this is, I'm 5 miles away from the United States Capitol right now as we speak, and this is how I'm being treated, because I'm a Trump supporter, because I'm a constitutionalist, because I'm a conservative Christian. This is who their prime targets are. These are the people they want to break. They want to use me and the Jan Sixers as a signal to the rest of the country to dare not stand up against the tyranny that we're facing, or else you'll be treated like me. But I'm here to tell you that God's grace is sufficient, and that he will give you the spirit through faith in Jesus Christ to make it through any and all of their torture and all of their schemes to try to break you.
It is a wonderful testimony, and certainly lives are being changed because of these testimonies. I have many more questions for you, but before we run out of time, I want to make sure you can tell us how we can help you. So let's do that before I ask you any other questions. Where can we go to donate to your legal defense and to assist you in addition to the prayers?
Of course. So, and thank you for that, brother, because it means so much. So, you know, my team and I, we've started a few different January 6th organizations. We actually created the number one viewed video ever on Rumble. We produced a documentary called The Truth About January 6th. That was made a little over a year ago now. It's at over 2 million views on Rumble. It's been so well received by all the, you know, patriots in America. And so if people want to see that video, which is so key to getting really educated about January 6th, we break it down. We show you video footage that you've never seen before, video footage of myself saving the life of one of those young men, black man actually, named Philip Anderson. You could see it clearly in the video. He's being trampled and being killed by the Capitol Police. They're beating him. And, you know, I was put in the right time and the right place by God, and I was able to get him out of that situation. I picked him up and carried him out of there. And so there's other, you know, what really happened to Ashley Babbitt, what really transpired that day. So if you guys go to j6truth.org, you can see that video. And then on that website, there's also links to donate to the January 6th legal fund that we started up. We've helped over 30 Jan Sixers get attorneys, some real good people that are willing to take it to trial. They're not, you know, these liberal court-appointed public defenders that have no fight in them, and they pretty much, I mean, they've told a couple of the Jan Sixers, you guys were there that day to steal our vote, my vote. And so these people obviously are not going to fight for us, so we had to start this legal fund, which is on j6truth.org. So go on that website, please, guys. Watch a documentary, share the documentary, and then if you, you know, God puts it on your heart, and you have some money to give to the legal fund, that's an amazing opportunity right there. The links are on j6truth.org. That's letter J, the number 6truth.org. And that's an amazing resource to share with your other fellow patriots.
Jake Lang, I want to encourage you that, again, there are many people in this listening audience and far beyond who are praying for you. And for all those who are in there with you, if you please pass along our encouragement. And that we wish you a blessed Thanksgiving in spite of the fact that you're under terrible circumstances. We know that you have gratitude to God for the ability to conduct interviews like this and to tell the truth about what's going on. God bless you, and I hope I can speak with you again.
Of course. Thank you, Rob. God bless everybody. Freedom isn't free. Somebody's got to pay.